The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
So it's Freedom 95 for Prince Phil. Queen Elizabeth's long-suffering hubby is stepping out from her imposing shadow in the leering public eye, which begs the question, how do you retire when you don't have a job in the traditional sense? Well, you just stop showing up for special appearances. And let's face it, when you're royalty, any appearance is special. It's all for the best, I'm sure. I know I wouldn't want to be paraded around at age 95 like some pop star. Showing obvious signs of grumpy old man syndrome, the prince's sharp wit is starting to sound more and more like a Don Rickles routine. May he rest in peace. Politically incorrect, bitingly insulting, and to those of us with six senses of humor, side-splittingly funny, Philip's famous gaffes make an entertaining list. Visiting our home and native land in 1969, he took the podium and stated, "I declare this thing open, whatever it is." On seeing plans for the Duke and Duchess of York's house in 1988, he provided this diss. "It looks like a tart's bedroom. Ouch." 13-year-old Andrew Adams told Phil he wanted to go into space, to which the prince replied, "You're too fat to be an astronaut." Call him the way you see him, Phil. But certainly he has nothing but praise for his own daughter and the Princess Royal, right? He summed her up this way, "If it doesn't fart or eat hay, she's not interested." On the subject of marriage, when a man opens a car door for his wife, either it's a new car or a new wife. Bazinga. And who knew Phil moonlighted as a music critic? Watching Sir Elton John at the Royal Variety performance, he muttered, "I wish he'd turn the microphone off." And finally, when there's nobody else around to burn, the prince is just happy taking aim at himself. In 2011, approaching his 90th birthday, he described his golden years this way, "Bits are beginning to drop off." I'd say long live the prince, but he'd probably say, "Been there, done that, got the medals to prove it." I'm Cal Cote. So an Irish artist, a Canadian surfer, a Portuguese London tour guide, and a Latvian walk into a Hackney bar and jump on stage. They call themselves the Great Malarkey from their brand new debut, Doghouse. Here they are with Gaffa, your opening shot of World Beat Canada.
Rats one!
Brazilian Thoro meets dub electronics. From the East Village of New York City, that is Thoro in the Dark and Usim, their first new album in 2 years, which is called Sandcastle. The Great Malarkey before that from Doghouse and Gaffa to kick off World Beat Canada. Our special guests this hour, Anita Katakar and Oriana Barbato, the two principals behind Toronto's Rack Attack. They have a new album called Small Pieces. We'll find out more about it. Life is a Beach for Vancouver's John Welsh Band. They have a new album called Vamonos Mi Chica, or Let's Go, Girl. This is our debut of Me Hace Sentir, or It Makes Me Feel. I hope it makes you feel like sticking around for more great global grooves on World Beat Canada.
Tacos de cabeza, sol tan fuerte, ya llegó mi suerte. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Vengo de Canadá para escapar el frío. Y porque el pueblo está bien chido. De Puebla, Vallarta, Chiapas, Veracruz. La música jarocha me quita los blues. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Me hace sentir bien, no puedo negar. Me quedo aquí por la playa y la mar. Vengo aquí a México de Canadá. Me quedo aquí por la playa y la mar. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Fui al autobús de DF a Chiapas, pero en Jalapa ya perdí el mapa. La gente verdadera, la gente humilde, pasando por la sierra, olor de viento dulce. Por las carreteras, estrechas, tortuosas, viajo solo por la tierra de los dioses. Tanta belleza escondida muchos años, fuera del turismo y de los americanos. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Me hace sentir bien, no puedo negar. Me quedo aquí por la playa y la mar. Vengo aquí a México de Canadá. Me quedo aquí por la playa y la mar. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Viajo solo conociendo la gente, hablando su lengua, español solamente. Las caras, los niños, jugando con los pollos. Oye, güey, te digo, el lugar es otro rollo. En la discoteca me quedé impresionado, bailando hasta la mañana sin ponernos cansados. Y después salimos a comer de los tacos. Vuelvo a casa pa' dormir un buen rato. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Me hace sentir bien, no puedo negar. Me quedo aquí por la playa y la mar. Vengo aquí a México de Canadá. Me quedo aquí por la playa y la mar. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Las palmeras, música ranchera, gente amigable, me siento amable. La cerveza, tacos de cabeza, sol tan fuerte, ya llegó mi suerte. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Me hace sentir bien este lugar. Me hace sentir bien este lugar.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Join yours truly for an evening with Vancouver's favorite world beaters, Tambura Rasa, and introducing the Robin Lane Band. That's May 25th at the Fox Cabaret. June 14th to 18th, it's the return of the Victoria Ska Fest with a stunning all-star lineup, including Terrace Riley, Black Seeds, Mad Caddies, John 9, and many, many more. Check skafest.ca for details. And they've added Vancouver dates for those of us who don't want to make the trip across the Salish Sea. Saturday, June 17th, the Black Seeds with Clinton Fearon at the Rickshaw Theatre. And Sunday, June 18th, the Skints from London, England with Mike Love, also at the Rickshaw Theatre. And I've got a treat for you. Brand new music from the Skints album FM is on its way. The Vancouver International Jazz Festival is coming up shortly, and this is one of those shows you just don't want to miss. Thievery Corporation at the Orpheum Theatre, June 29th. Rob Garza and Eric Hilton have collaborated with such luminaries as David Byrne, The Flaming Lips, Femi Cootie, and Bebel Gilberto. Since 1996, Garza and Hilton have virtually defined an entire subgenre of electronic music, and now they're ready to embark on another journey with the release of their new album, The Temple of I and I. You've been listening to tracks right here on World Beat Canada, a monster mash aggregate to put you in the groove with a massive live band. Don't go anywhere. That interview with Rack Attack and a touch of the familiar provided from their new album, Small Pieces, and The Skints are all coming up in the mix, as is Rob Montgomery with a new album called Guitar Stories. Now, you haven't lived in Vancouver for any length of time without having seen at least once, Rob Montgomery play as part of, say, Incognito, a great band that has been lighting up the stages around town for many, many years. This new album has a touch of everything, including Reggae Moon. That's next. We hit the waves at Roundhouse Radio in East Vancouver. That's CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. Good to have you along. I'm Cal Coat.
Reggae, reggae, move. Under the light, sweet firelight. plans, but Papi won't let me.
This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end. This is for those who want to know what Lupita wants.
This is not the end.
Lupita wants her world beat from World Beat Canada. Canada. Canada.
Canada.
That is The Skints, June 18th at the Rickshaw Theater. You can catch them with Mike Love. The album is called FM, and that was Come To You. Before that, a local guitar hero, Rob Montgomery and Friends. His new album is called Guitar Stories. That one featured the beautiful voice of Alita Dupre, and it was Reggae Moon. Gray Philistine is a Barcelona-based musician and a bit of a musical nomad. Together with Indonesian singer Nova, he's come up with a new album called Drapetomania. We're going to hear an instrumental track. Check out this ride on the global side. From Philistine and Nova, it's Halcyon from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
to matarse, girl.
She's got the heart, she's got the brain, she's got too much adrenaline.
Andigiawe, Malika Balantana.
C'est pas facile pour les aigles, or it's not easy for the eagles. I guess that's kind of the same thing as saying it's hard to fly with the eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys. That is the blind couple of the Mali and Blues, Amadou and Miriam, along with tastemaker singer Ebony Bones. Grey Philistine was also in there from the new album Drapetomania and Halcyon. In just a shake, we'll be meeting Anita and Oriana from Rack Attack, who will also be providing our touch of the familiar. Don't go anywhere. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat. Rack Attack is a heartful, seamless marriage of Indian tradition and jazz improvisation with all the accessibility of pop music. The new album, Small Pieces, was inspired by Rajasthani architecture and tapestries. It sews together the talents of a select and diverse group of musicians, and at its core are Anita Katakar on tabla and Oriana Barbato on bass. Both joined the program to tell us more about Rack Attack. Congratulations on Small Pieces, you two. It really hits me in all the right places.
Hey, thanks, Cal.
Thank you.
We're happy that you like it.
Let's start with your collaboration. Did you find each other on Craigslist? How did that work?
Well, not too far off. We did meet on the internet.
Oh, really?
And and I went to see Oriana play, and I thought she was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, she was playing with a rock band called Random Order. Actually, I think they were ska punk.
Yeah, like reggae, ska, punk.
Lovely.
Yeah. And I admired her playing at the time. And so she and I actually collaborated on Rack Attack's first album on a couple of pieces on there. And then we continued on.
And this is the third album now.
It's our second full-length album.
Okay.
We also have an EP.
Okay.
Hey, Anita, tabla are easily the most expressive of drums. What is your relationship with the instrument?
Well, I agree with that. And I think that's what drew me in.
Yeah.
The sound has a very compelling way of eliciting emotion.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there's a couple of things. My father is Indian, so I grew up playing drum kit, and later on, a family friend came over and he brought his tabla and he was playing at one of my grandmother's birthday parties, which often turned into musical events. So I asked my parents to bring me back a set from India, and they did, and it was a beautiful set. It actually belonged to my uncle. And from there, I had to figure out how to play. So I found a teacher in town, in Toronto. His name is Ritesh Shah. And I later on continued playing under the instruction of Pandit Swapan Chowdhury. And one of the things that really drew me into the instrument, because I've played classical piano and read off of sheet music, I would always end up memorizing the piece before
right.
I felt like I could connect with it.
Yeah.
I'm not a very good reader. So the thing with tabla is that everything that we play, we say. So I really connected to the tradition of saying something before I played it. And it's a lot of fun, too. So
the takata.
Yeah, exactly. My last name actually sounds like a tabla bowl.
It does.
In the forward direction.
Yeah.
Takar. Kata is a tabla stroke, and then if you say kur, it would mean to do. So I do a lot of kata stroke.
The thing that has always struck me about Indian classical or old-time Bollywood film music, for that matter, is that there is nothing on the bottom end. Then, Oriana, you come into the mix with a five-string bass and open up the whole new sonic arena. How do you approach this new territory?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I try to be melodic, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And try to balance the rhythmic aspect of the tabla with melody a little bit. And I don't know, I just, I actually took tabla during my university years here in Toronto.
Oh.
And so I understand a little bit of it when I started playing with Anita. So, you know, I think I kind of want to just kind of express rhythm in a melodic way. That's how I connect to the tabla and her playing.
And if I could add to that, I know you were asking Oriana this question, but with tabla there is the baya drum, which is the low end drum.
Mm-hmm.
We've had many intense conversations regarding the tuning of the baya, and also like the placement of the amp on the stage in a performance situation, and in mixing the CD, isolating those two sounds. So we pay attention a lot to that sort of thing.
A notable quality of both jazz and classical ragas is their long-windedness. Jazz, with its endless soloing, and ragas, trance-inducing cycles. You have to understand that's extremely difficult to program on the radio. Yet, compositions on small pieces are mercifully small. No pop hits, small, but in and around 5 minutes. Did you have to do a lot of editing is what I'm getting to?
I think what we did was we took elements of Indian classical music and we put it into pop music arrangements. And that's something that we actually enjoy doing as well as listening to. So that was sort of the motivation for the compositional style of the pieces.
Anita Katakar and Oriana Barbato from Rack Attack are our guests on World Beat Canada. They are hitting the road. See if they're coming to your neighborhood. Start at the homepage. That's rackattack.com. And you spell that RackAttak. We debuted the album with Heliosphere, my immediate favorite. What can you tell us about that track?
Heliosphere is it's a song that was composed by our sitar player Rex van der Spey, the only song on the album which he composed. And the heliosphere is the sphere that encompasses the entire solar system. So I think the spirit of the piece and much of the album is inspired by our planet and our universe and this oneness that we often feel with each other.
We have a little feature spin on the show called A Touch of the Familiar, a well-known song given the global treatment, and I'd like to do that now. Small Pieces begins with a medley featuring Norwegian wood, probably one of the best-known examples of George Harrison's sitar playing. Can you set this one up for us?
Norwegian wood, the medley, this song was composed by a few of us when we were jamming on the melody, and it formed what's known in the world of tabla as a lejera. So what you'll hear in the beginning of the piece is the tabla actually being featured over the cyclical melody of Norwegian wood. And then the piece morphs into an Indian classical bandish. And this is a composition that's usually sung by a voice. However, in our take, it's played by the sitar. And it goes from there.
Thank you.
junta na união do grude. As potrancas, sala prária, espanjando saúde. Aqui dentro eu não ligo se tem gente com asa. Só encosto as cabecinhas e penso vê-la em casa.
Hey. E aí, gatinha, só pra dizer que você é linda. Aqui dentro só nós dois, na lotação, quatro portas. Você é minha, toda minha, meu amor. Ai, que delícia.
Ai, Paulinho, para.
Te amo, espanhola.
Baile Funk from the south of Brazil. That is Bonje do Role from an album called With Lasers. Just picture the air quotes in your mind's eye. They were produced by Diplo, who's worked with MIA, Grime, and so many other great artists. That was Office Boy. My thanks to Anita and Oriana for that lovely conversation. And a great album called Small Pieces by Rack Attack. They are making a Western Canadian tour swing, so check in with the website rackattack.com and find out if they're coming to a neighborhood near you. And you can keep listening to us for our updates and check in with our own event listings at worldbeatcanada.com. They're big, they're mean, they're a sound machine, and they have a new album called Running for the Ghost. We have Hired Guns coming for you next on World Beat Canada. My name's Cal Coote. From Criolla Electric, that is Montreal guitarist Roberto Lopez and Maria La Baja. Hot in the heels of Alonzo, our special guest at the World Beat Stage, June 24th, 5 p.m. on the northeast corner of False Creek. This one encounter, that's one encounter you don't want to miss. It's going to be a great free show. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyre Communications. Rene Lopez takes us home from Rare Latin Groove and Steal Your Love. But our last word goes to Judy Collins, who said, I think people who are creative are the luckiest people on earth. I know there are no shortcuts, but you must keep your faith in something greater than you and keep doing what you love. Do what you love, and you'll find the way to get it out to the world.
Communications.